Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
My goodness, what's this thing taking place in Kentucky, is it?
Yes.
There's no water in Kentucky.
No, no water in Kentucky. But, you know, I get so excited about all the different dimensions of ministries and what mm-hmm. God's doing in the body of Christ.
Right.
And Ken Ham, if you guys are familiar with Ken Ham, he is a creationist. He talks about creation and how mm-hmm. God, you know.
Is he the founder of that organization, Creation?
He is. Oh, no, not Creation okay. Science. No, he's actually the founder of the Creation Museum in Kentucky.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yes.
So that's where it's in Kentucky?
It's in Kentucky.
I saw they had a debate recently. Didn't they have a debate with...
He had a debate with Bill Nye, the science guy.
Whoever thought that... Oh, my goodness.
7 million people saw this debate.
I tried it. I was in there for like, I
tried
four and a half. And
I checked out. This is
I'm finished. This is your calling. This is not my calling. And it was just amazing.
Wow. Well, in regards to this, they wanted to build, it's been on their heart for a long time, to build an ark, Noah's ark, an actual, you know, real dimension.
Is there a flood coming?
No flood coming, okay. But they wanted to show faith. And again, it's a creation museum.
I want to go help build. If there's a flood coming, I'm going to go, I got to grab a saw and some nails. I'm going to help build this
get
thing.
Get ready when I tell the dimensions of this thing. But
I'm going to say amen when Noah preaches. Amen. I am with you all the way, right?
Just make
all
some room for me.
Right.
Well, he says because of the people that saw the debate, just money started pouring on in to help them with the ark that they wanted to build. They, you know, they were just kind of believing God for. People saw the debate and they got behind and started supporting. So now they're actually breaking ground in Kentucky
for a boat,
a boat to
with no
build
water.
This replica for no water. Let me tell you,
that's sort of like prophetic because they didn't have the water then.
They didn't have the water then. But
oh my goodness, we talked about the Senate of the United States, the prophetic words. I wonder if there's wouldn't that be
wasn't
something?
That funny? Yeah.
Build it good now. Need this thing.
Well, it's 510 feet long, 80 feet wide, 55 feet high, and they say that the bow and the stern will take the ark more than 100 feet tall. And the idea to build this ark is to show faith. It's to remind us again of what Noah had to step out and believe God for. Look how huge this thing is, and oftentimes
mm-hmm. in that day too. My
in
goodness,
that day, we never saw rain before. That listen, you know, God's still calling us to do huge. Amazing things that are way beyond our ability to do.
There's a reason to go to Kentucky.
Hey, reason to go.
I love that.
Reason to go. We do have a video for your CBN. We'll make sure that we can make that available for you on the torch.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And but it's just really exciting thing to be able to see. And
so how many of each animal? This is not the Constitution test, Pat. How many of each animal did God tell Noah that he was supposed to have in there?
Come on now.
All right. I believe there were 7. Of clean animals and only 2.
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
How many animals? Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. When I was in the middle of working myself to death,
I was there.
You remember that? And it was like,
what?
Oh, so you're backsliding? What?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you talking about the number of animals and you're here and we're like, what are you doing? Oh, my goodness. Well, that's exciting.
Yes.
So we're going to find out on the torch how to get to this place.
Yes, in Kentucky. We can all go.
Wouldn't that be symbolic? It's like, can I help with this? Like something like hold a nail or a hammer? Yeah. Are they really sawing it the old way and stuff? Or are they building it with modern tools?
I don't know if they're
tools?
Sawing it the old way, but they're definitely building it.
I'll need some respirator to be able to hold that saw. That's really, really tough.
Yeah.
And that's the Science Museum.
Creation Museum in Kentucky. You'll have all the links available for you so you can take a look at it. Again, Ken Ham. Amazing.
This
amazing,
is your opportunity amazing. Not to make in front of anybody building an art. That's what they did back then. And it didn't go well.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households. All around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.